Yo, what's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. It's Monday night right now as I am recording this. I'm actually walking my parents' dog, Bentley. He's going into surgery tomorrow, getting one of the... He's got like a ball in his chest. He's getting it removed tomorrow. Hope it goes well, man. That's all. Wish Mr. Bentley boy good luck in his surgery, all right? All right, guys. So today I want to talk to you guys about soloing with your instrument and phrasing. More specifically, a good way to work on it is through backing tracks. Now, I should really be doing it more, but I've done it recently. I usually do it a lot more, but I guess when I started creating my own songs, I was like, you know, working less on like soloing and stuff, because I guess like my stuff doesn't really have a whole lot of solos, but I like to incorporate more of it, honestly. You hear that crazy, like, what is that, a lightning bug? What is that buzzing sound, man? Some kind of insect. Jesus, sounds kind of cool. All right, so guys, backing track is the best way to do it. And you know what's such a great resource? YouTube. You can look up anything. There are so many high quality backing tracks. Literally search high quality backing tracks. And you know what's the cool thing about backing tracks? The music that you're looking up, whether it's slow blues, shuffle, jazz, rock, fusion, funk, soul, anything, atmospheric, that really affects how you... this may seem obvious, may sound obvious. It affects how you solo, you know? I have two examples that I'm going to show you soon. But what you do is, if you don't know how to, take it from YouTube, maybe a lot of you do, but all you do is you find a video that you like. You find like an audio, you know, like a YouTube page, YouTube video that you like, of a backing track that you like. You take the URL. You copy it and then you just go to Google and then you just type in YouTube to MP3 or to WAV. Just do MP3. It's not a big deal. Smaller size, right? YouTube to MP3 converter. Just do like the first or second thing that pops up. They're all fine. And then you just copy the link and then you just download it. And that's it. And then I just put it in Pro Tools and it was a good exercise to work on like my tone, like mixing my lead tone. Let's see, I got like a Schofield, you know, like John Schofield style backing track, and the other one was like, I forget, I downloaded like four different kinds. I recorded four, but two actually came out like all right. The other two I just wasn't feeling as much. But man, it's such a great way to work on phrasing, because like you got like a nice bass and drums and like maybe backup like synth and guitar track going on. You can even do it for songs that you love, like if like, you don't want to solo over like a Metallica song or something like that, just like, you know, improvise over it. It's just a lot of fun. It's a great way to work on phrasing and just soloing in general. And it's very effective, and it's all free, man, and it's high quality. I personally like not doing songs that I already know, you know, just like a whole new canvas to work on. Let me show you the first one. This one, it was cool. It was kind of bluesy, and I liked it because it stopped at the end of every like phrase. So it stops, so you can do like any kind of solo like you wanted to do, you know. You'll see it. Here it is. It's like a minute and 20 seconds long or something like that, but here it is. So it's cool, right? like every time the music stops, it was just like a great opportunity to do some fun things, you know, like I love that part where I'm bending up to the fourth and I go down to the major third and I go down to the minor third, just like chromatics. That was really fun. It's all completely improvised, man. And like I use my whammy bar a good amount. I sneak in some delay towards the end there. That was fun. Completely improvised, off the cuff, just like having a good time with the track. The track is doing an enormous amount of influence on my playing. You know, if it's like a serious track, I'll be more like subtle and or just like more subdued or moodier with my playing. But if it's like kind of funky and bluesy, like I get to, you know, have some fun with it and be even kind of silly with it. I definitely did that with this track, with the one I just played for you. The next one, I used it as an exercise to work on some delay stuff. So I have my digital delay pedal on for this thing. What is that sound, man? But let me play that for you right now. So yeah, man, those are the two ones that I pursued. There's so many, there's like an infinite amount of things. You can look up like fusion. You can even like make up your own backing tracks, man. That'd be fucking awesome. I mean, some people make like a living doing that. I stumbled across some websites of people, like, they sell their backing tracks, they license their backing tracks. You know, just like a nice acoustic strumming, chill. And people buy them or people license them and then they rap. I've heard comments be like, man, I love this. I love rapping over this acoustic piece. Like, I love your work. There's a lot of cool people out there, man. And YouTube is one of the best resources to find free content that will improve your craft. So get on there on YouTube and find some good stuff. There's a lot of great stuff there, guys. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you guys on Thursday. Love you guys. Peace out.